The public hearing on the International District Rezone is scheduled for tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Seattle City Hall. Now, let's see how change looks to a couple of business owners in the ID. Tom Nguyen owns Tamarind Tree, a Vietnamese restaurant in Little Saigon. And Cassie Chin is Deputy Executive Director of the Wing Luke Museum. Cassie says in a lot of ways, the Chinatown International District hasn't changed much.
I can still point and see the brick buildings that family associations own. There's these beautiful balconies that show the inside of associations. And we're proud to have the Wing Luke Museum, which is 50 years old, always been located in the Chinatown ID. There's so many special places that are still there. Cow Cow, the Panama Hotel. And then also see what might be considered relatively new ones, but they're still part of our culture. Tamarind Tree is one of them. Pho Bach, I know, is really popular. At the same time, we're seeing what seems to be a tipping point of a mass change. Right now, one of the large construction projects just happened a block away from the museum. They're in the process of building one of those big pits that I think everyone in Seattle is now familiar with.
We know the big pits here.
Just waiting for, you know, the next new crane to come up in Seattle. So there's a real concern there that's, again, the tipping point to large scale, huge change. And will Chinatown still be the place that we know and love? I think that's a question mark that people have.
If Seattle goes past that tipping point, who wins and who loses?
If we lose the Chinatown ID, I think we all lose. There's no winner in that case. Because the Chinatown ID is one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city. It's a hallmark of the immigrants that came to help build up the city. It's a hallmark to the Asian immigrants and their contributions to the city as well. And I think Seattle still maintains with pride as a welcoming place for immigrants and refugees. And we've seen in the headlines proudly declaring us a sanctuary city. Well, if we lose the Chinatown ID, we lose the roots of all of that. We lose over 100 years of what we've been proud and what has made Seattle such a special place.
Tom, why have so many Vietnamese Americans moved out of the area that's called Little Saigon?
Well, because we got priced out, and because of the violence.
What do you mean by violence?
Well, we have a few incidents that shook the community. Last year, I think there's a couple homicides in our district. And then different raid from police department in different businesses because of criminal activities in those businesses. And so people feel like the crime's gone up and as well as the price gone up to be doing the business in that area. So that's why you see folks are moving out. And when you were asking Cassie about when the progress moving forward, who lose, who going to win, I felt the folks who in the business sector, small businesses, those are the people who are going to lose out the most.
Why? Because
they're going to be priced out. They're going to be even more priced out because of the high rises cost. And which is passed down to the small businesses. And small business, right now, we just make ends meet due to the city ordinance, number of ordinance that make small businesses in the Seattle even tougher. Now, even the higher rent, it will be pretty much very tough to push everyone out.
What kind of city rules do you mean? Minimum wage?
Or? Well, minimum wage, sick leaves, maternal leaves, and then there are number of overtime hours that they may kick in and become more stricter. And on top of new development, it's going to be impossible.
We're talking with Tom Nguyen, owner of Tamarind Tree, a Vietnamese restaurant in the ID, and Cassie Chin, Deputy Executive Director of the Wing Luke Museum. Is there any downside to this ethnic concentration of the ID. As we heard a few minutes ago, it is a legacy of enforced segregation.
It's interesting. I grew up in Beacon Hill. I still live in Beacon Hill. Why is there so many Asian Americans, Chinese Americans who live in Beacon Hill historically? That's a result of redlining in our city. That's a legacy that our city has. At the same time, I grew up in a special place where my culture was affirmed. I grew up with friends, close to family. It was a really nurturing place. In that sense, I grew up in a place where I wasn't the minority, I was the majority. And I don't take that for granted. I think I have a strong sense of self. I'm rooted in my culture. I know where my roots are. And I think everybody should be able to experience that no matter their background. So we might.
Well, if everybody experiences being the majority in their community, that's called segregation. That's called enclave, enclave, enclave across the city.
Well, I think we want to still affirm what the cultural roots are, that there's a specific cultural identity that we lift up. If we don't, then that ends up the default is the mainstream white majority. So I think there's an important differentiation there as well. We want to be able to have people experience other people's culture. So it's not segregation in the sense of you don't cross over the line, right? You don't go to that side of the street. No, just like at Tamarind Tree, we want people to come. I want to be able to go in other places in the city and feel comfortable and feel like I've met new people that I might not have ordinarily met, experienced things that I might not have ordinarily met. I think I grow deeper in my understanding of myself. I think as well, we want to make sure that these specific cultural neighborhoods are all lifted up, right? We don't want one neighborhood to be more subject to crime or to low education rates or not have access to grocery stores or things where everyday community members need to be able to thrive. And I think that's the problem with segregation as well, right? It's the unequal distribution of resources that results in one neighborhood being stronger, or where, you know, a child growing up there has more advantages than another child living in a different part of the city. I think that's where we get into challenges with red line districts, segregated districts. But having cultural identity, that's something that I think we all share as a value. Here in the United States, we want to affirm people's backgrounds, their cultures.
Any take on that, Tom?
When you were saying about a group of the same conquer in the same area, that means segregation. But I think that for us, the way I see it, the people who feel connected with each other through their culture, through their language, through their religions, through their identity, they should be able to be close to each other, to do business with each other, to worship together, to be friendship together. Especially a place where the commercial zone is, we have a place for people to shop, to go out and meet up with each other. We have seen our community been pushing out, been thinning out through a number of programs. And I hope that with the up zone, we need to look at a way to bring back the people who work in the area, to live in that area. People who go to the temple, go to their nonprofit services, should be able to live there, should be able to work there as well.
What is your vision for the International District? What do you see it being in 10 years, 20 years?
In my rosy vision?
Let's start with rosy.
My rosy vision would be a neighborhood thriving that different walk of life, embrace each other, appreciate each other, different culture, sharing the cuisine that we have a rich heritage from our ancestors. To me, it's not just for the Asian Pacific Islander, to make sure that everyone thriving at the same time.
What's your less rosy vision then? Which is more realistic?
The less rosy, the nightmare that I see is just like downtown Houston, Texas. that you see the street name in Vietnamese, but none of the business there are Vietnamese. It used to be a thriving Vietnamese town. And then once the big company moving in, they build high rises, none of the small businesses last. And that's what my nightmare. And that's what I think that the city of Seattle will lose as a whole.
Cassie, same question. What's your vision? What's the idea in, let's say, 20 years?
I still have hope that the Chinatown ID can be a place where new immigrants and refugees still come as a starting place that keeps our neighborhood thriving and continuing on. I also think it's a place where we can maintain cultural roots, both for myself as an Asian American, but for Seattle overall. I echo Tom's comments about a place where everybody is lifted up. We still have the small businesses. I think those are vital. You can still enter into a shop and know the owner and talk to them, learn about their family background. They have roots here, and you can feel that special connection. I think our cultural institutions, are like the museum, are still there and lifted up and being able to share all of our stories as well. I also love it when somebody can go full circle. So we have a large senior population in the Chinatown ID. People who grew up in the neighborhood are able to then, you know, spend their last years in a comfortable, caring, nurturing place where their family can still come and visit and share stories, share places with them. That's my hope. That's, I think, what we all work for.
You think you'll retire and be in your twilight years in the Chinatown International District?
Gosh, people ask me that. Are you a lifer? I think the Chinatown ID will always be a part of me. I grew up close by. Remember coming to the neighborhood all the time. When being fourth generation Chinese American, people ask me, have you ever been to China? I don't speak Chinese, so China seems like a very distant place. But I can point to Canton Alley, where my grandfather was born. Those are my ancestral roots. So it's part of my blood, who I am, and it'll remain something that I'm hugely passionate about.
That's Cassie Chin, Deputy Executive Director of the Wing Luc Museum, and Tom Nguyen, owner of Tamarind Tree, a Vietnamese restaurant in the ID, Little Saigon. And it's been great to talk to you both about the past, present, and future of this Seattle neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you very much.